And it's my pleasure to announce to you, ladies and gentlemen, that joining us in the studio, and there's a bonus, which I'm very excited about, the one and only Kermit the Frog is here! Yeah!
Good morning!
Hi, nice to see you. Good morning. How are you, Chris?
I am very, very well, and I'm very, very excited to see you and meet you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Now, the news is that Miss Piggy is running late.
Yes, I'm afraid it's a little hard to pry her out of bed this time of day.
Oh.
But we'll be checking periodically. We've sent a couple of cabs. If she's not here in an hour, we'll send the police.
Oh, okay.
So was she out last night then, Kermit?
Well, we sort of all were out last night because we had the premiere of our new movie.
Oh, I see.
So, yes, we were all up a bit late. I have a man in my throat this morning.
Oh, So, but I believe you're not here on your own.
Well,
what's that snoring?
I'm not. I'm trying to be a bit quiet. Fozzie is not awake yet either.
What's that noise?
Perhaps I can wake him up.
Very loud.
Excuse me, Fozzie? What? Fuzzy?
Good morning. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm meant to be hibernating this time of year.
Yeah.
And plus, it's very early in the morning, so
you'll have
to pardon me for...
Fuzzy, this is such a surprise. Fuzzy, I'm a huge fan. Mm.
Really?
I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I think you're probably the one and only, but...
No, I'm a big fan as well, Fozzie Bear.
Me and Dave...
Two fans in the same room?
Oh,
this is too much for me to handle.
How about that, huh?
Kermit, can you believe it?
I know, it's wonderful.
Oh,
you are the funniest bear on planet Earth. And that's fact. Official.
I think that's probably right. I'm one of the few talking bears.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
And out of all the talking bears, you're definitely the funniest.
Well, thank you.
You're our favorite bear ever.
You know, Yogi Bear. He's pretty funny too.
Yeah,
but
he's not as funny as you.
Go on.
Waka waka.
Hey, that's good. You do impressions, huh?
Well, kind of.
No,
as
not
you
really.
Can see, it's not. It's
you
not,
do it better than me, good. Though, Fuzzy Bear.
Hey, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
I'll give it to you. All right. Waka waka waka.
I love that.
Yes, very nice.
So, Kermit, the movie was premiered last night in London.
Yeah.
And Alan, sort out Kermit's mic there. It's
oh, am I not on?
There you go.
That's it.
That's
best.
Fozzie's very quiet. Or very loud,
I think
rather.
It's working.
No offense, Fozzie.
Maybe it's me. I leaned on the keyboard.
No, don't do that.
Sorry.
Something might come up on that computer screen. Not for frog's eyes.
Gotcha.
The premiere was last night. How did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, I think we had a great time. We had a wonderful crowd of 200 people. It was at the Mayfair Hotel. It was a very small screening. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
But, yeah, everybody seemed to love the film. Yeah, I was on row F, oddly.
Oh.
For Frog.
Sure, I get that. Yeah,
I had the center seat in a room. It was wonderful.
Oh, it's nice. That's nice. Listen, I've seen the film.
Yep.
And the film is amazing.
Well, thank you, Chris. I'm glad you liked it. I know you're a fan, so that means a lot.
Did you like my parts, too?
Oh.
Do you know what, Fozzie?
Yeah?
Do you know one of my favorite bits of the movie?
What's that?
For you? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fart shoes! I love fart shoes. You like that?
You know, that was very controversial.
Maybe not going to go into the film, the fart shoes?
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't usually work blue.
Sure. I appreciate that.
Yeah. We're more into other colors, you know?
Yeah.
Like green.
Hey, speaking of colors, I've got some great color jokes.
Oh, can we?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wow,
sure.
Go for it, Fozzie. Yes.
Right now? Okay.
Yeah.
What's brown and sticky?
What's brown and sticky? I don't know. What is brown and sticky?
A stick. Waka waka.
Is there more?
Yeah. Wait. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I don't know.
A carrot. Hey, what's red and smells like blue paint?
What's red
and smells like blue paint?
Red paint. Waka 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 waka.
Wow. Hey, listen.
They are good color jokes.
What do you expect when the comedian's a bear?
Well, listen.
No, he's a nut. He's a wearing a necktie.
Wow.
Kermit, you're his feed man. I love that.
Well, it's my job. I have to do it, you know. It's part of what I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, you know what? The movie is released on the 10th of February. It's a week today. And let me tell you, it is awesome. It's brilliant.
We both saw it this week. It's one of the funniest things we've seen in ages.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. Thanks, you know, we love our fans here in the UK. You know, we did the Muppet Show here way back about 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And it feels like coming home.
Well, is it really that long ago?
Yeah, I know. It's scary.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of love for you here in the UK.
Well, and we feel it.
I hope you're enjoying yourself. I was at the National Television Awards the other night.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And you were on stage. You gave out an award to Ant and Dec. I know they're big fans as well.
Well, yes, I did their show about, oh, I don't know, 5-6 years ago. Yeah. And it was wonderful to give those guys an award. Although it sounds like they win every year, so.
They do every single year. Yep. If you're nominated against them, you know there's no point in going.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Yep. The thing, Kermit, as well, is that Ant and Dec always insist on whoever gives out their award is someone who isn't taller than them. Which is why they obviously wanted you, because they don't want to look short.
That's right. I was on boxes, but
they're running out of people for that job, but still, with them being short.
That's right.
Well, so everyone has to go and see the movie, the Muppets movie. It's brilliant. There's some lovely songs in it. Fozzie has fart shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, don't underestimate the fart shoes. By the way, they're genius. They really are.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I did make them myself.
I might make my own pair.
It's pretty easy. If you want to know how, I'll give you. I'll write it down for you.
And it turns out if you're on radio, you can just fake it, so no one will know they're not shoes.
But we don't, Kermit. We don't fake it on the radio.
Okay, well, just wondering.
No, I know, but you know.
I mean, we could have just phoned this in.
That's right.
Yeah, you could have.
We could. We're not. We are. In the studio.
We're sitting right here.
Fozzie, we could have just had someone do your voice like Dave and pretend it was you, for example.
That's true.
Oh, look, it's Fozzie Bear.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah.
That is just weird. That is so weird. Am I here? Am I over there? Wow.
Yeah.
So listen, how long are you guys in London for? And have you had a chance to do any sightseeing or go see things or do anything?
Haven't had a lot of time this trip. You know, we've been promoting the movie so heavily, but we're here until Saturday. I hope to get out this evening, maybe, run down Leicester Square, see how the renovations are going for the Olympics.
Sure.
Have a nice curry, you know.
You like a curry?
Oh, sure.
Oh, listen. See, I wouldn't have thought that. That surprises me.
No, it works out well. I eat the ones that already have got the flies in them.
So right, okay, that's good. I get that.
Yeah.
And Fozzie, have you managed to check out any comedians or go to the Comedy Store? Or do you want to do anything like that?
I would love to, but every chance I get, I am taking a nap.
Oh, you're taking a nap?
Yes.
Well, you're looking
I'm supposed to be hibernating, you know.
Yeah, I know you do like a nice sleep.
But you guys do have some tremendous comedians here.
Yeah.
You know, actually, as Stephen Fry was at the premiere last night.
He was.
Well, he tweeted about the movie, actually, and he said how much he enjoyed it. He said it was magnificent.
That's a great compliment. Wow.
Yeah, I guess.
That's
it sounds like he wasn't really paying much attention if he was tweeting.
No, I think
that's true. He tweeted
afterwards to say how good it was.
Okay.
Fozzie, do you do the tweeting? Are you on the Twitter?
I'm probably not supposed to say this.
My
agent actually tweets on my behalf.
Right.
Your agent?
Yes.
I tweeted all over town yesterday. Some people might have seen it. We were like in London cabs. We were over at the Sun, different places, you know?
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. So Kermit, see, that Kermit's all over it. And then
I try to be.
You leave it to other people. Well, I appreciate that as a big comedian. You don't have time. You're hibernating. You're writing jokes.
Exactly.
I get that. All right. Well, look, let's play a record.
Okay.
And then we'll do the news. Then we'll come back and we'll chat more.
Okay.
And then
hopefully.
The word I'm hearing that Miss Piggy is on her way.
Oh, good. You got the word?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
All right, good. Okay. Well, she'll have to stop at like Starbucks and then she'll run by Harris to see if they're open yet.
Yeah.
But she'll get here.
Well, listen, this is normally drama, Kermit, because normally in the past, if a guest has been late, Chris has cancelled them.
I cancelled them.
Just not let them in the studio.
Right.
I'm just hoping that she gets here in time. Otherwise, the pig is off the menu.
Yeah, she did ask me. Well, that's probably good, but she did ask me to save her a seat, so I think Fozzie's keeping it warm.
It'll be very warm. Just don't do any fart shoes in that seat.
That's right. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Was
that me?
That was me. It was what only was me that? Messing around, Fozzie. That was me with my mouth. Look.
I told you could fake it. I told you
you're right.
Could fake it.
Look at that.
Fart shoes.
You know, that is a funny joke. You know?
Fozzie's kind of looking at me as if to go, oh dear. Mm. He's like a huge baby.
Well,
I am.
In a way, you are.
Yeah, I am. Well, listen, it's lovely to see you, Fozzie.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Kermit, listen, you hang around.
Fozzie, I will. I'm going to be right here.
Obviously, when Miss Piggy comes, you know what she's like. She wants the limelight.
She's going to want the chair.
I'll have to leave the room.
I know. But feel free to hang out in the live lounge and just hang out at Radio 1 and or play in one of the studios and pretend to be a DJ or whatever you want to do.
Oh,
you
know, that sounds like fun.
Fozzie, before you go, I've got a joke for you to take back to America.
What's that?
Okay.
Oh,
no, you're
sure?
No, no, no. You'll like this. It's another,
no, it's not too blue.
No, it's another color joke. Okay.
Yeah.
What's red and invisible?
I don't know. What?
No tomatoes.
Oh, that's good.
You like that?
Can I use that one?
Yeah. I like the music.
No tomatoes.
Nice.
Woo!
Yeah.
You
just give him
40
bucks. All right. Well, listen, nice to see you guys. Fozzie, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. You're one of my idols. You really are a hero to me. And Kermit, obviously, you're a legend.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Listen, while you play the record, I'm going to see if I can get Miss Piggy on a cell phone.
All right, brilliant. Okay. All right. Well, let's do that. Kermit and Fozzie are here. We'll do a break for the news with Dominic and Tino, and then hopefully Miss Piggy will be here.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Back on the webcam soon. Meanwhile, it's 8:31.
News beat.
And the main news this morning, the boss of RBS, which is mostly owned by the...
Hi, Dominic and Tina.
Hello.
Hello.
I just met Fozzie Bear.
I know.
Yeah.
How cool
just
is this?
Just met Fozzie Bear. Yeah. Anyway. Very good.
Apparently. And he's just as funny in real life.
Oh, he's even funnier than I thought he'd be. He's not a letdown at all.
No.
He's quite shy, though. Right? I thought, you know.
Mm.
But
I'm surprised by how shy he is.
I mean, hopefully swap emails with him. I don't want to off about you know, me and my showbiz friends, but, you know.
You know everybody.
It's wackawacka@... I won't read it out.
No, don't read it out.
Google Mail.
No, don't do that.
And the word is that Miss Piggy... is minutes away.
This is amazing.
This is so exciting.
And I'm not going to ban her from coming on the show because I'm scared of her.
Yeah, so. she has pig rights.
She does have pig rights.
Yeah. A lot of text messages coming in. 81199 if you want to send us a text this morning. 81199 or on Twitter. It's at Chris Moyle Show. And you can watch us back on the webcams in a couple of songs' time. So do not miss it.
Good morning to you.
Now, here is the exciting news, ladies and gentlemen. Not only is Kermit back with us, but I can now tell you that live in the studio is the one and only Miss Piggy!
Yes, yes. I'm sorry.
Where is my camera?
Oh, no, camera?
Just there. Right there. There it is.
That's your close-up.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. And here's your coffee. Here's your coffee. You'll be fine if you need it. Yes. If you need that,
Miss Piggy,
I'm just gonna go back over here.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Piggy.
Oh, the pleasure is all yours.
Now I know it is. Now you're a little bit late, but that's fine. I know you're a
late. I'm early. Usually I show up 5 hours late.
Well, yeah, I know that. But I appreciate. I know you're very busy.
Yes, I am.
I'm quite taken aback at just how beautiful you are in real life.
Well. Yes, it's not easy to look this good this early in the morning.
Yeah, you're even better looking than in the movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Who is this? I want to learn your name. I don't usually learn people's names. I want to learn your name.
That's Dave.
Dave.
The coffee mug in front of you has got Dave's face on. You can see on there.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's
Dave.
We have mugs.
Yeah. Dave's mug on a mug.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you're so charming, Gary.
And I'm Chris, obviously. I'm Chris Moyles. I don't know if you've heard of me. No. No. Okay, fine. That's fine. I don't, you know, I'm a friend of Ollie Murs. I know you performed with Ollie.
Ollie.
Ollie
Oxenfree.
Yeah.
I love him.
She's good with pet names.
Yeah, isn't she? I like that. What would my pet name be for Chris?
His last name's Moyles.
Yeah.
Moyles.
Sounds like a good start.
Moyles. Not Moyle. There is a difference. It's Moyles.
Moyles. Boyles.
Yeah, it's not a great...
Moyles.
Yeah.
How about Moyles Well That Ends Well?
I'll take that, Kermit.
Okay,
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the best ever.
Thank you. Miss Piggy, we were saying that, talking about the movie, which I love. I love it.
Yes, naturally.
You make that movie what it is.
I do, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You're
brilliant. Long.
Brilliant. What did you say?
I said you're wonderful in the movie.
Thank you.
Now, are you enjoying London, Miss Piggy? Are you getting a chance to see the sights and maybe take the tours?
Not a whole lot.
No?
You know, I was hoping to be able to do a little shopping while I was here.
Oh, well, of course.
Of course. There's wonderful shopping here.
Beautiful shops.
I've been very busy promoting Moi's movie.
I appreciate that.
Is it your movie? Do you regard it as being your movie, or are you part of the cast?
That's two different questions. Is it your movie, and do you regard it as your movie? That's two different things.
Absolutely my movie.
Yeah. Right, okay.
I mean, I didn't finance it or anything.
No.
But originally, the Muppets was going to be called the Miss Piggy movie.
Right.
Wait a minute. What are you? Never mind. I'm going to let it lie.
Oh, listen. I don't.
Just let it go.
Listen.
I'm not lying.
No. It's a figure of speech.
We don't want to create any beef.
Oh, no, or pork. I don't.
Yeah.
You know what? I am forgetting your name now.
Have you wiped Dave off your radar?
Who?
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
You know what? We'll have to swap the Dave mug with a Chris mug. Yeah. That's what we'll do.
Get this mug out of here. I don't want it.
Oh, no. Listen, there's no... Oh, do you know what? Dave, you've upset. You've
get
upset Miss Piggy.
I don't want it.
Take the mug back.
Take this mug and shove it.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Right. Kermit, that would be a great song.
I know. It's country.
Yeah.
I'm from the South. I'm from the swamp. We do lots of country music down there.
Sure. Yeah.
I know that's not funny, but it's true.
Now, listen, you two, you two love each other. You're great friends. You know?
Sure.
I know.
We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
I love that.
Frog friend and pig friend.
Mm. That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. And I just hope that you two get a chance to go out in London. And Kermit, you could take her for dinner tonight.
I was going to be a surprise. But like I said earlier, I thought we might go for a nice stroll along the Thames.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Make our way down to Leicester Square. Check out the Olympic renovation. Maybe go for a curry. What do you think?
Curry.
Nice curry?
No. Not so much on the curry.
No, you don't like a curry, Miss Piggy? Curry's lovely.
It's a little too spicy.
Okay. I make a very good curry, Miss Piggy. If you want, you can always come around to mine and I would cook for you. Or for us.
I don't think so.
Really?
Gargoyle Moyle.
Okay.
I came up with one.
Gargoyle
Moyle? You did.
Really?
You like that one?
Not really.
She's turned down your curry.
And she called me a gargoyle.
I know.
And I was going to give... Kermit, don't laugh.
I'm sorry. It was right.
Yeah, all right.
Gargoyle Moyle.
Yeah. Well,
Garmoyle.
Yeah, shut up, you frog.
I'm sorry. It struck me as insulting, but funny.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I was going to...
That's what it was supposed to.
Piggy, yeah. I was going to give you a mug, one of my mugs with my face on it. Yep. So you don't have to have the
would
mug
you like
with
one of
Dave's face on it.
No, actually, I would like one with Kermit's.
Oh, okay.
I don't think we have one.
Probably don't have one of those, but I will get you one.
Okay.
That will be my special London gift to you.
Kermit, I've got to say, normally I'm very good at flirting with the female guests, but I get the feeling I am just getting locked down from Miss Piggy today.
If this was just radio and we weren't being broadcast on the web with cameras, I think we could get away with that.
But you're not going to flirt back with me.
I think everybody's seeing what you look like.
Right. Do you not think I'm handsome?
You know, you have a face for radio. Let's just put it that way.
I'm sorry, I just have... I'll be fine.
Can you
I just don't want to see... the honey.
Yeah.
I just don't want to seem ungrateful to our host, We have a nice... Chris was good enough to have us on the show.
Yeah, Piggy, come on.
Well, you could have started the show a little bit later.
Well, no, but hang on.
Sleep in.
We were here...
That would be a nice host.
We were here at 6:30 this morning, Piggy.
It's true. I was too.
6:30?
6:30.
You guys are insane!
I know we're insane. I know. Well, listen, you guys, it's been lovely to see you. I hope you enjoy London.
Oh, thank you.
We will. And thank you so much for letting us come on and talk about the movie and stuff like that. I know you enjoyed it. I just said so. I'm so glad.
Kermit, let me tell you. I didn't enjoy it. I loved it.
Mm.
It's amazing. I loved everything about it. The whole movie is brilliant.
Especially Moi, right?
Miss Piggy.
You, and also all the cameos as well, which we haven't mentioned. You have to go and see the film
to see
who's in the movie.
Yeah, and we're not going to tell you who's in it. You just have to
go and see
it. It's a great...
It's a surprise.
There's a lot of big surprises. But Miss Piggy, just so you know, without you in the movie, it wouldn't be anything. You make that movie what it is.
No, that is so sweet. You know what? What's your name?
Chris Moyles.
You know what? Chris.
Yeah.
Chris, I'm going to remember that. Chris.
Chris. Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah. I'll give you... Dave, give Miss Piggy the mug.
Here's
and then,
the Chris
and then you
mug.
Can take the mug with you, and then whenever you're lonely, you can look at the mug and see my face.
And what? What is that supposed to do? Just
give you a little lift?
Just give me a little lift?
Yeah.
Because... you're obviously lonelier than me, or...
yeah, I think absolutely right.
Yes, pretty much. Pretty much that's it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very kind.
And if you're in a bad mood, you can microwave him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it'll work fine.
Yeah. I am microwavable, Kevin.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Dishwasher safe.
Well. I properly am.
Yeah. Listen, guys, thank you. That was an interesting a stop there, yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going to leave you with a little gift.
Oh.
But we're going to leave it with you.
Oh, okay.
And you can open it later if you like.
A gift?
Wow.
Yep.
He gets a gift and I don't?
Well, I don't think you'd want this gift. It's not your kind of gift. But you can open it now if you like.
Oh, can I open this now?
Sure, why not? Why not?
Wow, it's a proper box.
Yeah.
It says handle with care and fragile.
Well, something I picked up at Covent Garden Market.
Kermit.
You know, just strolling through London, there it was. It reminded me of you.
Is this for me? From you?
It's for you. Yes, it's a special gift.
No way.
What is it?
Take a look.
What is it?
It's an empty box. No.
Box.
Keep going.
It's actually a gift from the team.
Yeah, from everyone. It's not just from me. But
not just
yeah.
But,
oh, my goodness.
It's from your entire team.
Everybody pitched in?
What? Everybody pitched in.
You got him a present?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Alan has to whisper in my ear.
So this is all like top secret behind the scenes.
Oh, my goodness.
Stuff.
Wow.
Maybe we're not.
From the bowels of the BBC.
Can I show it on the camera? Am I allowed to do that?
Sure, go ahead. Sure, you should. You should.
Okay, all right. Look.
Wow.
Look what I've got.
A lovely present.
Is that you?
It's a Chris Moyles sort of puppet.
Wow.
I was walking through. I've never been able to figure it out, Chris. I'm sort of secretly attracted to puppets.
Right.
I don't really get it, but I thought of you.
That's why you're attracted to puppets.
You are?
I thought of you.
They're so much fun, though, Kermit.
Yeah, well, I hope you enjoy it.
I know it's probably a bit weird. They're not for everybody.
Chris, are you married?
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
well, you're going to stay that way.
Yeah. We've just ensured it's never going to happen.
Yeah. So is this me?
We'll let the viewers judge for themselves.
How do I look?
Yeah, pretty good. Sort of a vacant look in the eyes.
Yeah, that's you.
Mouth
that's
wide
you,
open.
Right.
It's got your hair color perfectly.
Yep, wow. Yep.
Well, thank you so much. I am blown away by that. Seriously, you just made a very sad man very happy.
Oh, good. Yeah, sad, really but all alone for the rest of his life.
You're all right, Kermit. Huh?
Enjoy it.
Listen, you've been living on your own for a while. Don't make me bring up the dark days.
That's true.
You know?
Listen, I just want to say too, if you're ever in the swamp, look me up. I've got a pad. You can stay with me.
I would love that. I would love. Do you have cable?
No, not in the swamp.
Okay,
no internet.
Okay, all right.
If you're in my town, don't look me up.
Sure, I appreciate. Well, I wouldn't bother you. You're very busy. I wouldn't want to be a burden on you, Miss Piggy.
I mean, you can come by. Just don't bring that. This thing? Puppet.
Do you find it weird, though? I like puppets.
Yes,
and stuff.
I do find
really?
It weird. Yes.
You know, Miss Piggy, there's a lot of enjoyment to be had, you know, by having a little friend like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there, my name is Chris.
Like that, and you can do a voice for it and stuff.
Maybe we made a mistake, team.
Yeah. All right, I'm sorry. Listen, the movie is out next week. It's on the 10th of February. It comes out. It really is a cracking movie. I have gone on about it enough, as you know. And Kermit, an absolute pleasure. You are welcome back here anytime.
Thank you, Chris, and thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And Miss Piggy,
thank you.
Absolute honour.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so nervous meeting you. I'm blown away, myself and Dave, blown away by your beauty.
Well, it's natural. Mm. I understand.
Yeah. And Kermit, give our love to Fozzie as well.
I will.
For him to come in.
He's out wreaking havoc in the control room.
Oh, he is. He's pressing. Apparently, he's all over the buttons, pressing all the cameras and everything.
Yep.
And so on.
Yep.
Fozzie was here.
Oh. Yeah, Fozzie was here earlier.
Now.
Yeah.
Mm.
He kept your seat warm, Miss Piggy.
Ew.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Kermit the Frog and the legend that is Miss Piggy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Have a great time in London and give our love to the rest of the Muppets.
I will. Enjoy the movie.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Chris. I'm very happy. Here's Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm very... I'm a bit blown away that we've met Kermit and Miss Piggy and Fozzie.
Fozzie Bear, I'm sorry, but I was... Dominic, I hope it didn't come across that I was, like, really giddy.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, yes.
But, you know, the other thing as well is that, genuinely, I was really nervous meeting them.
Well, because they are legends.
They are legends.
The word gets used a lot, but they are genuine legends.
Jeanette from Dartford says, I love your show. It makes me smile, laugh out loud every day. You looked so excited when you got your
really
present.
Did.
And I've got now Muppet Chris here. So, well, he's what not Chris. But, yeah. And that's me. I wasn't aware that I had a green nose.
Well...
Yeah?
You do now.
Yes, you
can
do.
We do, maybe later, can we do one link on the webcam with Muppet Chris?
I think it's definitely going to happen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whether it's allowed or not?
I'm sure it will be allowed.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah. Dominic is weirdly now looking at the Muppet and not me.
And so am I. Yeah. I'm talking to the Muppet and not talking to you.
Really?
It's very good.
Now, be honest, were you nervous talking to Miss Piggy? Because I was.
Oh,
like, she's genuinely scary in real life.
In all honesty, the fact that she was locking me down and I couldn't get in was killing me.
Mm.
And I felt like... It should have gone, do you know what? Just shut and play record. Yeah. I would have played a record.
Because I thought she was going to go for Dave there. It looked as though she was...
And I
thought you were going to get a, hi-ya!
I find certain women intimidating anyway.
Yeah.
And she's maybe one of the scariest ladies I've ever met.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. Mm. Well, scariest pigs.
Sure.
Yeah, she's Miss Piggy.
She's a pig.
She's a pig lady, though.
Sure.
A lady pig.
Hey, Dom.
Hi, Chris Muppet.
Dom, you're looking at the Muppet Chris and not actually me.
Do you know what? I think you've
it's
got that coat.
Not, isn't it? Rather than
do you know what?
I was there. Whatnot.
Sorry, Alad, hold the whatnot.
Oh no, right? Please no.
The whatnot is wearing a parka, right? Let me just show you.
Yeah, this is what I mean. It's
there. You go.
Yeah.
How's that?
Apart from the nose, it's not a million miles away, is it?
I can have a green nose.
Do you know the scary thing is that upstairs I've got a jacket just like that as well. Live on air. Come on.
Someone's just texted saying, no one cares, gold now, come on.
Yeah.
Really? Is that what you want to do? All right.
I think we have to do the gold now.
All right, that was fun. If you missed any of it, we'll have the video up later for you to watch again of the Muppets and Us, which is very nice. All right, gold now, let's go. The Chris Moyle.